From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The head of the National Security Agency says he plans to release more information over the next week about what was collected through the government's surveillance activities. General Keith Alexander is telling the Senate Appropriations Committee this hour that the NSA wants to prove it is transparent.
The men and women of Cyber Command and NSA, we have tremendous technical talent. We really do. And these are great people. Our nation has invested a lot in these people. They do this lawfully. They take compliance oversight, protecting civil liberties and privacy and the security of this nation to their heart.
Meanwhile, the source of last week's explosive revelations about the NSA surveillance programs is speaking out again in his own defense. Edward Snowden, who has taken refuge in Hong Kong, tells the South China Morning Post he has no intention to hide from justice but to reveal criminality. Asked why he chose Hong Kong to fight the U.S. government, Snowden says he has no reason to doubt the jurisdiction's system. The Obama administration is still considering whether to bring charges against Snowden. In a legal fight over free speech, a federal judge is siding with a protester who was arrested 2 years ago on the plaza of the U.S. Supreme Court. U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell ruled yesterday that Harold Hodges Jr.'s constitutional rights were violated when he was arrested for wearing a sign that criticized police treatment of blacks and Latinos. The judge also declared unconstitutional a statute that bans the display of a flag or banner on the grounds of the high court. The Federal Defender's Office in Idaho says it wants out of a terrorism case there because of budget cuts. NPR's Howard Berkus reports the case involves an Uzbek national charged with supporting a terrorist group and teaching others how to build and use a weapon of mass destruction.
Fazliddin Kurbanov was assigned federal public defenders in Boise after terrorism charges were filed in Idaho and Utah. Now the Federal Defender's Office says it can't afford to handle the high-profile case without harming its ability to represent other indigent defendants. Samuel Richard Rubin, the director of the office, says federal budget cuts on top of sequester-mandated cuts make it difficult to take on a terrorism case with foreign implications and an extensive discovery process. U.S. District Judge Edward Lodge has yet to respond to the withdrawal motion. Rubin says the court can appoint lawyers outside his office willing to take on indigent cases. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
A 10-year-old girl at the center of the recent debate over the country's organ donation policies is getting a double lung transplant today. This comes days after a judge cleared the way for her to receive adult lungs. Sarah Murnahan suffers from severe cystic fibrosis. Her family challenged a policy that only allowed for patients under the age of 12 to be matched with pediatric lungs. This is NPR News. House Speaker John Boehner says he is confident the House will act on a measure to overhaul the nation's immigration system, which he calls his top legislative priority this year. NPR's Craig Windham reports Boehner says a Judiciary Committee and a bipartisan group of lawmakers are working on legislation even as the Senate considers a bipartisan bill of its own.
The House Bipartisan Working Group's bill is expected to include a path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. Boehner says he's waiting to see the measure.
We've got a bipartisan group that's had very fruitful conversations, and I think we're likely to see soon some of their work.
One of the four GOP members of that group quit last week, but Boehner says such twists and turns are to be expected.
This is the wheels of Congress working. Not glamorous, but a lot of people putting a lot of effort in to address a problem in our country.
But it's unclear where that effort will lead. There's a sharp division among House Republicans over the path to citizenship concept. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
The Senate Education Committee voted to allow the Department of Education to fund new construction projects for districts where traumatic events occurred in schools. That means they can apply for federal funds to build a new school. The latest efforts were an extension of assistance schools are already receiving as a result of last December's shooting rampage in Newtown, Connecticut. Colorado fire authorities are expecting to send up C-130 cargo planes to help firefighters on the ground northeast of Colorado Springs. The Black Forest fire is among four along Colorado's Front Range that have destroyed dozens of homes. Thousands of people have had to be evacuated. Dow's down 126 points. This is NPR News.